Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, like, thank you for the high-def, like, 5-layer cameras. But, like, it honestly broke me. My truck is literally on the side of the road, completely, 3 axles broken, just destroyed by a drunk driver.
So everything that could go wrong this weekend emotionally for you went wrong.
I was an emotional mess. Yeah. And then we had a nice lunch. I was still like so distracted by all that. We got back to the house. We're watching the U.S. Open. It's on a rain delay. JJ Spahn is in the lead. I'm like,
no, but
can this U.S. Open be any worse?
No. But JJ Spahn was clutch as hell late in that one.
No doubt. But nobody knows JJ Spahn.
No, they don't. But
JJ
Spahn's
family was like, eh.
Well, speaking of being like real quick on that, JJ Spahn had to wake up at 3 a.m. that Sunday morning to go to CVS to pick up drugs for his kid because he kept throwing up. So shout out Father's Day of the year, JJ Spahn winning the U.S. Open, his first ever major championship, coming all the way back after blowing it. Great moment there. Continue.
So we get back to Danny and Mel's house, and we're just hanging out, and the little guy wakes up from a nap, and he's got bedhead, and we're playing around, and thank God I got my son in my life, because I'd be like super depressed just the whole day, the whole weekend. You know, like I told you, I'm thinking about my dad, and my truck is completely just... It's totaled. And I'm
down
devastated.
Bad. You were down bad.
Yeah, I was devastated. And then all of a sudden, Lubman sends us this trade thing. And yes. I'm like, there's no way this is real. There's no way this is real. So I call the boss. I'm calling all over the place. He doesn't answer. I'm losing my mind. And then all of a sudden, passing like comes over the top rope. I'm like, this has to be real. This has to be real. And I just, wow. That's all I could say. I'm still, when I say I'm on a high, I'm on a high, and I'm still pissed that my truck is totaled. But that being said, it was the wildest Father's Day I can remember.
It really was, and I was with you that same thing. Same church, same pew. Shout out Lo Neal. Like, Devers? Really? Like, we were talking about, I was like, maybe that's possible. No, it's not going to happen. Like, he's going to get traded, but the Giants aren't going to get him, right? Oh. All that money, they're not going to do that. Oh, they did it.
Joe, there was a guy, Dylan is a Dragon, who I follow on Instagram and on Twitter. He does a great job putting out little videos and
Dylan
whatnot.
Dylan is a Dragon?
Yeah, he's really good.
That's the name of the...
Yeah, the account. Yeah, okay. The guy's name's Dylan, I'm assuming.
Dylan.
And he's a Dragon.
Yeah, and he had posted some a couple weeks back, and I was like, dude, the guy wants to play third base. He's ticked off. He won't play in the field for the Red Sox. Like, there's no way they're making this move. Duran's the guy that we're probably looking at. You know what? He was right and I was wrong. Straight up. He was right and I was wrong. So, man, credit anyone out there who throws out any trade thing. If we haven't learned by now, whether it's CMC, whether it's Jimmy Butler, whether it's this, anything can happen at any time if you got the gumption, and Buster's got the gumption.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the barrier for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Jermaine Wiggins is going to be joining us at 8:30. He is co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show on our Odyssey sister station, WEEI in Boston. So we'll get the Boston perspective of all this as they are crying themselves to sleep over the weekend. That's hard to do. When you sweep the Yankees and you're still upset and mad, yeah, means you probably effed up. And I think that's what they did in this situation. Now, they're not going to tell you that. I'm sure they're going to be selling, oh, it was a lot of money and we needed to, you know, get better in certain other situations, other places. And Jordan Hicks, is he really, that's the guy?
Joe, the haul that they got for this guy back tells me that this was financially motivated and simultaneously the owner was done with him.
We're not done with the people, though, because I want to get the people's perspective on this. Let's start off with Dave in San Francisco, 888-957-9570. Giants fans, you've been wanting that big, sexy name for so damn long, and you finally got him, and it came on Father's Day, and you really didn't give up a whole hell of a lot. How are we feeling about this? Should be fired up waking up this morning. I don't care that you lost to the Dodgers. You won the weekend overall, people. You won it. Dave, San Francisco.
What's up, Dave?
Rafael Devers is a Giant. How are you feeling about that?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's up, Dave?
Gone?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
I can hear you now.
We can hear you.
Hey, good morning, fellas. What a hell of a Monday, right?
Seriously.
First thing I got to say is it's been such a hard watch. Used to be one of those guys catch almost every game. And, man, it's barbecue season and Buster cooked. I mean, he just pulled this fan back from, like, the depths of, like, the abyss by watching the Giants. I'm going to be tuning into every single game from here on out for the next couple of years. I mean, Buster's cooking. I don't even think we're done.
Wow. So, I don't either.
Hell of a Monday. Hell of a Monday.
I mean, look, if you're a Giants fan this morning,
stock up on Buster.
Think about this. Jung-Hoo Lee, okay, leading off. Willie Adames in the two-hole. Who do you go? Do you go Ramos or do you go Devers?
Ooh. I might go Devers here.
I'm going to go Devers.
I might go Devers.
I want to go lefty. Righty, yeah, lefty, righty.
Yeah.
So then I'm going to go Devers.
Yeah.
And then I go, Ramos? I mean, I haven't even brought up the name Chapman yet.
Yeah.
Well, do you go Wilmer or Chapman?
Probably Chapman.
I think I go Wilmer.
Oh, there you go. See?
But again, yeah. Like, we're having great conversations. When was the last time that you actually had names that you liked in 3 or 4 different spots in a Giants lineup?
I couldn't tell you. It's been 5-plus years, maybe a decade since they've last won a World Series.
This is no disrespect to this individual, okay? So we get down to like 6, whether you Jung-Hoo, Adames, Devers, Ramos, Chapman, Wilmer, before the name Yaz gets brought up.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And I'm not trying to rip Yaz. No. I'm just saying, like, him in the 7-8-9 hole, like, literally that's what we've been asking for 4 years.
Kind of like when we had Brandon Crawford when the team was so stacked and he was hitting like 8th or 9th, right? So it's like, great. That's perfect. That means everything else is going great. And it's when Brandon Crawford started to creep up in that line. It was like, oh, God. That's not a good thing.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's what it was for a very long time, due respect to Brandon Crawford.
And I'm looking at second base, and I ask myself, like, all right, like, let's let it play out. Let Fitzgerald, you know, play. But if Casey Schmidt's going to push him while Chapman's out, well, then so be it. Right? Like, so be it.
You know what I love about this as you're talking the lineup? How much pressure is taken off Willie Adames?
Wow, like, that's a great
point.
That's
literally the first thing I thought about, and Sam and I were talking about this morning, like, when I saw that trade, I said, man, that's great for one guy in particular who's, not that he's left off the hook, but clearly the contract was getting to him and it was affecting him at the plate. He wasn't going to tell you that, but it was. It was Willie Adames. I mean, the guy's been struggling for the last few months just as in a San Francisco Giants uniform. And now it's been better in the last week. Some of that Coors Field, sure, but he had some better at-bats over the weekend against a legitimate rival, one of the best teams in baseball. He had, as you said yesterday, a great hit up the middle yesterday.
How about the home run on Friday night?
Home run, again, That was great to see. And he's been playing a lot better. For the totality of this contract, though, he'd tell you, it's been a disappointment. It's not where he wants to be. So I think all that pressure is going to get taken off of him. And Rafael Devers is a guy that wants to be the best player in a lineup. This is a guy that played for the Boston freaking Red Sox, okay? You talk about pressure in an organization. The Red Sox is Boston. I know Celtics. I know they got the New England Patriots. No. It's the Sox, man.
Well, think about
the Sox.
Think about the lineup protection he'll have here versus over there, which is a crazy sentence. It's always the other way around.
Right.
Oh, that guy had lineup protection in his other place. What's he going to do here without lineup protection?
Right. I mean, just think about the Boston Red Sox and what they've lost real quick. Mookie Betts, gone. Bogarts, gone. Devers, gone. Yikes.
And Chris Sale.
I mean, gone.
So many different deals.
All of them. Like, that speaks to that franchise right now that won a World Series with all those guys, by the way, back in, what was that, 2017, whatever it was?
Yeah.
8 years removed from that, and they got rid of all their best players. It could come and go like that. I thought that team was destined to stick around for a long time. And then they get in their own way, and drama takes over, financial stuff takes over. Good organizations keep good players. And I'm not here to say that the Red Sox have been a bad organization for most of my lifetime. No, they've actually been pretty, like, one of the better ones. Like, they've won a lot of World Series. Since 2000, it's them, who else? The Astros, the Giants, the Cardinals, right? They've been one of the better organizations when it comes to identifying talent, getting the talent, and trying to keep said talent. But as of late, they're kind of like, I'm scratching my head just looking at that situation saying, like, wow, the Giants are actually the team that's taken advantage of a bad situation. They've been the bad organization for the better part of a decade. Now they're the one taking advantage of a bad situation over there.
Well, and for the first time in a long time, they're actually taking on a huge risk.
The
risk of trading youngsters that represent something, the risk of the contract, the risk of the player and his clubhouse fit. Like, there are tremendous amounts of risk. This is not without risk, but you do it every single day.
But the risk, like, even when you say that, like, those players, there's a good chance that we've seen the best of Kyle Harrison. That's a legitimate angle in all this. I know we don't want to poo-poo and kick the guy on his way out. He's got your option to AAA. That's what the Red Sox think about him. He's like, yeah, he's got a ways away, man. Like, he's got a ways away. He can't help that pitching staff, which, off the top of my head, they got who? Walker Buehler and who else? I can't name who else is on that Red
Sox
pitcher. There you go.
Crochet is their best player.
Okay, exactly. But I even said, he's not a household name for a lot of people.
And they traded their catching prospect for him.
That's what I'm saying.
They got Anthony Roman, or Roman Anthony. I always forget.
Roman Anthony.
There you go.
It's a great name.
And a bunch of other young guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.